Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for Your Unsaved Loved Ones by Christine Perry. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Praying for your unsaved loved one is not for the faint of heart. It can be challenging to persist in prayer, especially when your loved one's life may be on a treacherous path. Sometimes, when it comes to our walk with the Lord, it's all we can do to keep our own heads above water. How can we find the perseverance to keep fighting in prayer for our loved one's salvation? Like any situation we face, we can always go to the truth of God's Word. His truth sets us free and equips us to stay in the fight. However you come to God in prayer, strong, weak, discouraged, or hopeful, remember that God hears our prayer. Psalm 18:6. We can begin by reminding ourselves that God is the one who created them. He knows them better than we do. He knows where they are when we don't. He knows their thoughts, intentions, and lifestyle they are living. Nothing is hidden from God. Hebrews 4:13. James 5:16 says, "Confess your transgressions to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Did you hear that last part? The prayers of a righteous man avails much. In 1 Peter 3:12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." If we are seeking the Lord's will for our life and partnering with him to live as he called us to live as his disciples, we can take great comfort in knowing that God is attentive to our prayers. In Luke 18:1-8, Jesus shares a parable with his disciples to encourage them to never stop praying. A widow would go to an unjust judge, begging for justice from her adversary. Eventually, the judge relented because of her persistence. Verse 7 says, "And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?" But then Jesus asks if he will find faith when the Son of Man comes. There is no doubt praying is an act of faith. Let's be determined to be persistent and faithful in prayer. Samuel Chadwick, who was a Wesleyan minister, said, "The one concern of the devil is to keep Christians from praying. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, and prayerless religion. He laughs at our toil, mocks at our wisdom, but trembles when we pray." Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Father, we are lifting up our unsaved loved ones to you. please soften their hearts. We ask that you would take their heart of stone and turn it into a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. Please open their minds to understanding. Luke 24:45. We pray that you would grant us opportunities to speak with them, but more importantly, that we would continue to come to you in prayer for them. God, you are not slack concerning your promises, but are long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish. Father, we are asking that your loving kindness draw them to you. Romans 2:4. When we see them and interact with them, let it be your love for them that they see. Help us to be patient, kind, humble, and to seek our loved ones' best. Help us to believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Help us to love them like you have loved us. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Lord, we cannot do any of this apart from you. Please give us your strength. We love you. Thank you for hearing our prayers and being all we need in every situation. We commit our loved ones to your loving and capable hands. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.